Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Well, my dear family, we gather to celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity this day, the beautiful gift of who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and asking Him to remind us in whose image and likeness we are all created in. Este día celebramos la solemnidad de la Santísima Trinidad, Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo, dándole gracias a Dios por la unión de las personas en el Dios que es nuestro Dios y de enseñarnos siempre que en nosotros vive esa imagen de Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo. Para empezar nuestra misa y celebrar dignamente los sagrados misterios, reconozcamos nuestros pecados. Tú que has venido Tú que no has venido a condenar, sino a perdonar, Señor, ten piedad. Tú que has dicho que hay una gran fiesta en el cielo por un pecador que se arrepiente, Cristo, ten piedad. Y tú que perdonas mucho a quien mucho ama, Señor, ten piedad. Dios Todopoderoso, tenga misericordia de nosotros, perdone nuestros pecados y nos lleve a la vida eterna. Amén. Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Early in the morning, Moses went up Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, taking along the two stone tablets. Having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, if I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people. Yet pardon our wickedness and sins, and receive us as your own. The word of the Lord.
Lectura de la segunda carta del apóstol San Pablo a los Corintios. Hermanos, estén alegres, trabajen por su perfección, anímense mutualmente, vivan en paz y armonía. Y el Dios del amor y de la paz estará con ustedes. Salúdense los unos a los otros con el salud de paz. Los saludan todos los fieles. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, el amor del Padre y la comunión del Espíritu Santo estén siempre con ustedes. Palabra de Dios.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear family, as we celebrate this wonderful solemnity on the occasion of understanding God as Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the three persons in the one God, the triune God, we're able to celebrate the beauty of how we see the three in the one God live in a unity that is impossible to divide. A unity that continuously lives in love. A unity that is unbreakable because of the beauty of how they always see the complement that one gives to the other. Father to the Son, Son to the Holy Spirit to the other two, and how that beautiful gift of who he is should encourage us to remind ourselves of who we are. Because, my dear family, if you cannot come to comprehend the three persons and the one God, then there is no way you can comprehend everything God has done for you. The Eucharist makes no sense. Being confirmed makes no sense. Being baptized makes no sense. Everything that God has done will make no sense to you. And that's because you can't come to comprehend who he is. In and of himself. From where everything flows for you and I to have. But it takes an understanding of this unity, this bond of persons that truly is the one God. Muy importante para nosotros de entender quién es Dios, Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo, y de fijarnos cómo ellos viven en la unidad. Una unidad que no se puede quebrar. Porque uno apoya al otro, Padre, al Hijo, al Hijo, Espíritu Santo, Espíritu Santo, conociendo la voluntad de los otros dos. Y esa unidad que están tan fuerte. Y como les expliqué, que no se puede quebrar. Nos debe recordar a nosotros algo muy precioso. Y de entender quién es Dios. Es de poder entender lo que Él hace para nosotros. Si no entiendes quién es Dios, Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo, entonces no vas a entender nada de lo que Él hace para ti. No vas a entender la Eucaristía, no vas a entender el bautismo, no vas a entender la confirmación, no vas a entender el perdón del pecado, no vas a entender nada. Porque no primero entiendes quién es Él. En las personas de las tres, en un solo Dios. De donde viene todo de lo que Él hace. Pero lo hacen juntos. They all do it together. They all work together. to assure you and me of how much love they have for us, that God Himself has for us. But ever more so is it important for us to understand how in this triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and understanding who He is in the triune God, you will come to understand who you are. And you will come to understand who the one sitting next to you is. Because each and every one of us is created in that image and likeness. And my dear family, we are forgetting that. Because we are spending too much time, and in a sense, wasting it, looking at the exterior of people when you are supposed to be looking deep within the person. Because when you look within the person, then you will see someone who is exactly like you. Created in the same image and likeness. There's nothing different about them when it comes to that. And when we are reminded of how we are created in the image and likeness of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the one triune God, and how we can see in Him how nothing can divide Him, but the unity is so strong that it withstands everything, then you can come to realize, I can come to realize, that we are created in that same image, that we are meant to live in that unity in ourselves and with one another. And how much we need that reminder today. Because we see how everything falling apart comes from not seeing who you really are and who he or she really is, whoever he or she is. Más de nunca es muy importante que nos fijamos de Dios y las tres personas y que recordar que todos nosotros somos la creación que tiene esa imagen. Todos fuimos dichosos como su creación, de ser creados en esa imagen de Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo. Y como esa unidad que existe en el Dios es lo que debe existir en tu vida, así te puedes fijar a tu prójimo y ves una persona que fue creado en el mismo. My dear family, more for you and me is to take a very good look at God. Because in a world that doesn't want to, in a sense, accept God or want to believe in God, family, if we ever get to the point that everyone stops believing in God, then that's a free-for-all. Good luck. Good luck. Because when we get, which I hope and pray we never do, but if we ever get to that point that the world stops believing in God, then the world's going to stop believing in you. And it's not going to care. It's not going to care about who you are. All it's going to care about is feeding itself. And if that means destroy you, because you're nobody, because there's no God. And if there's no God, well then you weren't created in His image and likeness, so there's no reason to respect you. I can't imagine such a world, and nor do I want to. But we don't have to if we remain strong in seeing him for who he is, so that you will come to see who you are and appreciate this beautiful gift that is your life, and come to realize, yes, the lives that are out there, perhaps, yes, guilty of sin, but just remember, so are you, that we can see the beauty of the life within and come to embrace it for who he or she is in the eyes of God. When we look within who he is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us ask for that grace to truly see what does matter and realize the beauty of what God has blessed this world with. It's called humanity. We're all part of that. Created one way in his image and likeness. Praise be to God. There is no other way that one is created. And therefore, we should be like God, united and strong in what we all share in common. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. A través del Hijo y esperados por el Espíritu Santo, llegamos al Padre pidiéndole que escucha nuestras oraciones.
Por nuestro Santo Padre y nuestros obispos, para que como esos puedan continuar orando y intercediendo por las personas confiadas a su cuidado, roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
That Christians may reflect the Trinity by living in unity and communion, and so be a sign of hope in their communities. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are wrestling or doubting their faith, that they may come to experience the peace and love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may bless and protect all the residents and employees at nursing homes and hospice centers in Elda Serna and the people of the Corpus Christi Cathedral, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our faithful departed, that they may rejoice forever in the glorious life of the Trinity, especially Cruz Pavela, Valentin El Pueg, Adela G. Alvarez, Antonia Garcia, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Para todos aquellos que continúan siendo afectados por el coronavirus, a través de la enfermedad, el aislamiento o la ansiedad, para que Dios pueda extender su mano sanadora sobre ellos y darles su paz, curación y recuperación. Roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
For first responders, medical personnel, and law enforcement, who at great risk and sacrifice continue to be of service to our communities, that God may bless them with safety in their work and reward their personal sacrifices with success in their labors. we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. And yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good, good of all his holy church. Por la invocación de tu nombre, santifica, Señor, estos dones que te presentamos y transfórmanos por ellos en una continuada oblación a ti, por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts, and let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, you might be adorned in what is proper to each person, their unity in substance and their equality in majesty. For this is praised by angels and archangels, cherubim too and seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day, as with one voice they acclaim. Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad, por eso te pedimos que santifiques esos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan. Dándole gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos, diciendo: Tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo que será entregado por ustedes. De mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y dándole gracias, de nuevo lo pasó a sus discípulos, diciendo: Tomen y beban todos de él, porque ese es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Mike, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us all stand together now, and with faith and hope we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Líbranos de todos los males, Señor, y concédenos la paz en nuestros días, para que, ayudados por tu misericordia, vivamos siempre libres de pecado y protegidos de toda perturbación, mientras esperamos la gloriosa venida de nuestro Salvador Jesucristo. Tuyo es el reino, tuyo el poder y la gloria por siempre, Señor. Señor Jesucristo, que dijiste a tus apóstoles, la paz les dejo, mi paz les doy. No tengas en cuenta nuestros pecados, sino la fe de tu Iglesia, y conforme a tu palabra, concédele la paz y la unidad. Tú que vives y reinas por los siglos de los siglos. Amén. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm the living God, by the will of the Father, and the work of the Holy Spirit, and I give you for you by this most holy body and blood. From all my sins, and every evil, keep us faithful to your commandments, and never let me be parted from you. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Participando en la Santa Misa de la casa o de donde están este día. No. Usher, they go that way. You, over there. You're on the other side. Para ustedes que están participando con nosotros, les pido que oren conmigo la oración para la comunión espiritual. Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el Santísimo Sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo ardientemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no pudiendo hacerlo sacramentalmente, ven a menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permitas que me separe de ti. Amen. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Conocí y te amé. escuchaste. Si te ofendí, perdóname, Señor, pues te amo y nunca te olvidaré.
Let us pray. Que la recepción de ese sacramento y nuestra profesión de fe en la Trinidad Santa y Eterna y en su unidad indivisible nos aprovechen, Señor Dios nuestro, para la salvación del cuerpo y alma. Por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amén. Sentaos, por favor, por unos anuncios. Primero, una invitación a todos que están con nosotros vía la televisión y el social media para la misa crismal que va a ser este jueves. Si recuerdan que en la Semana Santa, cuando siempre se celebra la misa de crismal, no pudimos celebrar esa misa este año, pero se movió a este jueves que vamos a llegar. So, el obispo Moby invita a todos que si pueden a participar de la casa o pueden llegar aquí para apoyar a nuestros sacerdotes que llegan, porque esa es la misma noche que van a hacer renovar las promesas del sacerdocial. So we invite you to Chrism Mass this Thursday. As you know, it's normally held on Holy Tuesday during Holy Week, but we weren't able to do that. It was transferred and moved by Bishop to this particular Thursday coming up, which is actually universally the Feast of Corpus Christi, but our feast is transferred to next Sunday. But on this Thursday, we will celebrate the Chrism Mass. So if you can, please come join us. It would be a great sign of support for us who are priests. Let me see now. Outside of that, I think that's it. For those of you who are joining us on the live stream and social, Facebook, YouTube, and Vimeo, you will be fading away right now, and we will be continuing here at the Cathedral Parish. But I want to thank you for joining us today. Gracias por su presencia vía la internet y el Facebook y YouTube. Que Dios me los cuida siempre y que pasen una buena semana y que celebran quién es Dios. Así puedes siempre celebrar quién eres tú. Una creación bendecida en su imagen. Y que Dios me los cuida. May God bless you. May you have a very blessed week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will say goodbye to you, but we will continue here.